Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. Hope you're having an amazing day. This is an amazing day to be alive because today is the full moon, right? So the new energy, this is a great day to imprint your energy. If you've never heard of energy imprinting, stick with me for a minute. I'll do a brief synopsis of what it is. But it's more about how it feels, not about what it is. Sometimes our conscious mind, our analytical mind can go, that can't happen. How does that work? So we want to kind of stay clear of that. And so as I give you this description, just open your heart and receive it. But the energies within me or through me in my field of energy imprint into your energy field to wherever you are, to the highest and best within you. The parts that you've been struggling with over the past years, months, 5 years, 10 years, whatever the battles are, this is a great time to clear the battles of the mind. The karmic releases, all these things that are happening on earth, and we don't have time to go through all of them, but you can probably know in your own life how things are moving away and new things are coming in, things are being uprooted and then restored, but they're being restored with new, not with old energy. So as we do this imprint, you're going to feel, and everyone feels differently, but within the next 24, 48 hours, your best self, your true self, your knowingness, your intuition, all these things are going to be on such heightened awareness that it just begins to make sense to you. And it begins to create with you whatever that is for your life. If you're struggling with, do I want to stay in this field or this job or this or this or this, you're going to get clarity through that. Okay, so all the questions are going to be answered. You're in angst over because this energy imprint uplifts you out of that conscious back that happens in the 3D. And because we're there, because we want to stay comfortable, and the universe is saying, get out of your comfort zone, right? Your universal God source, whatever you want to call that, that all consciousness is saying, it's time to be more, it's time to do more. And I don't mean more, put more on your plate. I'm saying to be different, to be open, to be new, fresh. Those words are going to come to you. So as we imprint, and I'm going to get silent here for a moment and start the energy, because as we talk, it's going to be imprinting. You may feel it through your body, through your energy field. You may not feel anything at all, and that's okay too. After you integrate, which means after you take a nap or you sleep, you're going to feel the difference even more in your body. So if you want to imagine you have a beautiful rainbow around you or an energy field or just openness, whatever you want to feel, imagine this blank slate, this blank, blank canvas of your energy field, because I'm going to blank it out. There you go. Blank it out. And you're going to hear some silence as I begin to run the energy. Open your heart to receive. Take a deep breath. You'll feel some, if you're really kinesthetic, you're going to feel some like closeness, waviness come through your body, like a wave, almost like you're in water for a minute. If you are sitting down or you can put your feet on the ground, get your feet on the ground, get comfortable, get grounded. Feel your body, feel your toes. You want to stay very grounded in this because this is amazing. This is amazing for your 5D, 6D, 7D energy. And we'll talk about not being grounded. What happens when you're not grounded when you do these imprintings? Yeah, you go really, really high, but people are going to go, where are you? And where did you come from? And that's not always a bad thing. But for this one, you want to be grounded in your body. You want to feel it. You can even put your hands on your legs. Just feel that they're in your body, around your body. You want to be totally in it. Feel your muscles, feel your breath, whatever that is for you. And as you begin, here we go. I'm seeing colors. So I'm seeing a lot of pinks, a lot of purples, a lot of reds. Just feel whatever that feels through your field of energy. And this imprinting is opening up the tangles, the blocks, the habits, the past, whatever keeps you in that strive of moment. We're releasing that now. We're releasing that because through this full moon, things get easier. Life gets easier. Manifestation speeds up very quickly. So be careful what you ask for. And I don't mean careful as a beware, but be in care of what you want in your life. And if it doesn't fit, let it go that easily. Quit buying into the old stories. Well, they're my family. Well, they did this for me. When it's done, it's done. Be that direct. And that's not being cold-hearted. That's being self-love. Let's move that. All right, now what I'm seeing, I'm just going to pull in with you, is this golden net. And the golden net is going through each and every one of your energy fields, clearing, connecting, moving. If you're kinesthetic, you may move left to right. If you're more auditory, you're going to hear some ringing or popping in your ears. If you're visual, you may see colors, lights. Your third eye may even come up in more because we are affecting the pineal gland along with the hypothalamus. There we go. We're doing a deep, deep connection. And in your belly, in your gut, we're going to turn it up. We're going to turn it up stronger. Stronger knowing, stronger answers, stronger yeses, stronger nos, stronger signs, stronger awareness. If you want to play along, and you're welcome to play along, I want you to imagine you have a dial in your hand. And you're going to turn this dial up to 10. You can even feel your body ramping up as you turn the dial to 10. And breathe through that energy. Some of your stomachs are going to rumble. I'm just telling you, it's releasing from the innermost part of you because that's where we want to go. We want to go to the innermost, that best you, the best you that you came here with, that soul you. We're ready to bring that out. Not your inner child. We're not doing inner child work. We're not doing any trauma work. This is like, let's let it go. It's time. No more labels, no more fears, no more excuses. We're going into the depths. And so, if you want to play along, we're going to ramp it up again. But this time, I want you to see your spinal column. And I want you to light up your spinal column in the most beautiful, beautiful color that's to you. It can be one color. It can be multicolor. Just allow it. Open. Soften. Relax. Feel that column of light come through your energy field as it's expanding your nervous system. It's releasing inflammation. It's releasing old stories of the mind. Some of you are going to get some head nodding because a lot of times when you have belief systems that are deeply rooted, if you move your head back and forth as you're releasing, it helps your conscious mind feel the difference without that belief in there. Yeah, this one's very interactive, so keep moving with me. Keep moving with me. You may hear music. You may hear a beat. Your body may just sway. Let it do what it needs to do. And as that's working, I want you to go back to your dial. And this time we're turning it up to 20. And this works in your field of knowingness, of preparation, of new and expanded energy. So ramp that up. If you're feeling like, oh, that's too much, then go back down to 15. But let's move it. You can handle it. Let's do this. This is the field of the mind. There you go. So clearings, openings, entanglements. We're going to take out the weeds. We're going to take out the old beliefs that no longer work for you. That stability, that everyday grind, it's leaving. You're not going to want to do the same thing every day. And even if you signed up for it, it's going to change. You're going to come out of the mundane into the new. That's right. You still have your same job, yes, but it's not going to see the same. You're not going to perceive it the same. Your perception is going to change to this imprinting of you and others. That's the beauty. As you imprint, you change you and others. We're all connected. So, and don't pull anyone in. Who's pulling someone in? Don't pull anyone in to change them. Stay in your own field. You'll learn that on another one. Stay here. change you and they'll change naturally. There you go. A lot of you wives out there were pulling your husbands in. I felt it. Let it go. Let it go. There you go. Yeah. And as we dial up again, we're going to dial up again. And then this time we're going to go into your higher self mind. We're going to bring down this beautiful, it's showing me a beautiful pink light come through your field of energy. Bathe in that energy. Let it bathe every cell of your body, this pink light. This is reprogramming your DNA, your cellular memory. Yes, your analytical mind wants to know what it's doing, but just trust the process. We'll talk about it in a minute. Ramp that up. That's right. And if you're really, really, really ready, go ahead and move that dial one more time. All the way up. We're going to just say it says hi, like your stove, right? This doesn't mean you're going to have more energy or anxiety. It means you're more open to the constant change and creation that comes into your life. Yes, you will just automatically receive more energy because you're open, but this isn't a ramping of energy. This is an opening of energy. There's a difference. And as you play in this field, and it truly is a field in front of you, right? There you go. Create it. See it. Ask, what am I knowing here that I didn't know before? What am I receiving in this light? Deep, slow breath as your heart's opening. Yes, some of you that's having chest pain right now, breathe it down your body, open your heart center. That's all it is. When you get chest pains, a lot of times in energy work, it's because you're scared of opening the heart. You might get hurt. It might not feel right. It may feel this. Old stories come in. Well, last time you opened your heart, shh, quiet. That doesn't happen anymore. There you go. We're going to play in this because the more you play, the more the mind takes it seriously. Does that even make sense? Let's say that again. The more you play, the more the mind takes it seriously. Do you know why? Because you're not pushing or pulling. Do you ever look at a child and then they're playing, like maybe they're playing house or they're playing restaurant and they're just in it, right? They're giving you the money. They're giving you the food. They're making your dinner. And the mind's like, yeah, look at all this they're doing. And nothing is making them do it or not do it. When you could show up in your daily life without the push, pull, the should, could, woulds, I have to's, your mind's going to take you a lot more serious. Whatever that seriousness means to you. Yeah. Because when we get serious in our own minds, we actually shut it down. There comes a heaviness, a hardness, a this has to be. Let that go. Let your emotions open up and release out of your body. So there's another dial. Did you know that? But you got to use your opposite hand. So whatever hand you use your opposite hand, and we're going to turn up the emotional charge of release to 10. So those of you that water coming through your eyes, you're going to have water coming through your eyes. It's a clearing. It is a clearing. Some people clear through tears. Some people clear through breath. Some people have to get up and walk around and clear. You can do that. Whatever your body wants to do, breathe it through. Let this emotion come out of your body. Allow emotion to no longer control you. As I'm saying that, I'm seeing the Merkaba come through all your energy fields right now, just all rolling through. Just let it roll through. Energy comes in all ways, always. Goodness comes to me in all ways, always. You don't have to know what the goodness is. That's your analytical side saying, I need to know before it happens. Why not just play in the life of surprise? Oh, because your surprises were negative in the past? Yeah, whatever. Let that go. That's an old story. That's not where you live. Wasn't that bad. You're still here. We're moving that. That's right. Yeah, I'm really not that cold-hearted. I'm just trying to get you through it because we've all been there, but let it go. This is New Earth. This is 5D. This is 5D. Oh, and guess who came to join us today? Here we go. Merlin is here. Merlin. If you don't know who Merlin is, Just imagine a wizard with a big old purple hat straight up, because that's what I'm seeing. He's adjusting your energy field. So if you'll breathe and relax for a moment and let your body just go forward, backwards, left to right, whatever your breath wants it to do. He's doing that for you and with me, because that's why I'm releasing with you. I don't do this for you. Your body can do it. Your mind already knows the best you. Some of you are going to see magical sparkles, rainbows. You might see nothing. You may just feel intensity. Some of you are sitting here going, I can't feel. Well, that's because you're saying, I can't feel. What if you could feel? What if what it would feel like to feel amazing in this moment? To be bathed in your favorite color. To be let go of all the constraints of your past, future. Ooh, it's pretty freeing, right? Not to have to think about tomorrow. You were taught to think about tomorrow. Do you know that? So you can unteach yourself. You really can live in this moment. You really can live in this now. That's not woo-wee. That's just being present. That's your presence of your presence. Look how your mind's coming into now-ness with you, right? You try to think of yesterday, and it's like, whoa, can't go there. Go try to look at the future. It's not there. Because this is where your energy is right now, your best you within you. It's been there all along. But your tools, your techniques, your ways, they started to work, and then you move away from them. Or they work for a while, and then you want to revert backwards because that's what you know, or you had a bad day. You judged it a bad day. Days are not good or bad. Time is just time. Essence of the essence. So we're leaving that polarity world. And you're going to struggle to have polarity thoughts. I'm just going to tell you. They're not going to come like they did. So stay up. Stay with me. And when you're ready, Merlin says he's done. I want you to embrace and imagine your whole energetic field wrapping around you in the highest feeling. We're not going to attach it to love or this or that, because you have all kinds of definitions for words. There are no words right now. This is feeling. This is feeling. Feel it go through your body, the wonder, the joy. The peace. Those of you that are light workers, your hands are probably vibrating right now. Your feet are probably ready to get up and move. You've got new ideas creating in your mind. Vivid dreaming. All that astral projection right now is very easily to be done, because your body can flow with this new energy coming through Earth. And if you don't know about the new energy coming for Earth, you can definitely connect with me and we can talk about it. But it is a high resonance. It's a high human resonance coming through right now. So if you've been a little off or your past has come back through you, that's why, because it's releasing all that and no longer wants that pattern on Earth. You didn't know Gaia had a voice, did you? Well, she does. And she says, no more. I've heard it for 3 days. No more. No more. No more. Not on my land. Not on my land. Let's honor her with that and be different. Make sure you drink water. If you're going to listen to this again, get in a quiet space, because you can listen to it as many times as you need. It's there for you. Your dials are up. The emotion is released. And now we're going to take a breath and center yourself. Actually, center your physical body, however you center it. Maybe you're sitting upright. Maybe you're laying down. However centering feels to you, I want you to center now. And as you center, you're going to see a golden color, golden light, and come through you or open up inside of you right from your middle. You're going to feel, see, and hear your nervous system. Ah. If it could talk, it would say, ah, right now, right? Get those knots out of your shoulders. Get your shoulders out of your ears. Get your hips back down on earth, not in your belly. We're always such an angst that we pull our body up against gravity. This is a time to allow it to stretch out, to release into a centered being, into a center open flow. For those of you with pulmonary right now, this is a great time to work on your breath work through your lungs. Your lungs are not your breath. They are expression of your breath. So let it come through your breath. Breathe from your belly. We're opening up the, ooh, there they are. Yeah, your bronchial tubes, everything is just opening and aligning for your best and highest good in your body. Some of you are going to feel your organs shifting because they're realigning to where they want to be, not where you angst them to be, through your muscles, through fear. Like, we are resetting this body, this mind, because this is your best self. This is the best within you. Embrace it. Self-care, self-love will do more on earth than 1 ounce of helping another. Because as you help yourself, others are already affected. You're going to hear some silence. Some of you got buzzing in the head. Just stay in your body. Allow it. Don't fight it. Allow you to be you right now. And clear. There you go. Take a moment. Come into your body. Open your eyes. See where you're at. We're going to play for a minute because I want to show you what's not going to be able to happen. How does that happen? Just trust it. We're going to show you in a new way how this does not happen. Are you ready? I want you to pull up something or attempt to pull up something that you were in anger about within the last 24 hours. Maybe it's got you wrong or it took you off guard. Is it even coming up? Can you even bring it up, or did it just go whew, like the wind? I don't even remember what I was angry at, but I remember that I was angry. Well, that's a weird space to be in. Yeah. Live in this space of now. Create from this space of now. This is the now you moment you have. So you future planners are fighting with me right now. Plan your now, and the future will plan itself. There you go. Do you notice that? Like, you've done manifesting, and they're like, well, you need a plan for today. And you're like, oh, well, I need clients like a week from now. Well, today, clients can book from a week from now. Did you know that? Or today, something amazing can happen that affects a week from now. But since your programming was we need to know 5 years before we need to know, you get in a spin, and it truly spins your mind until you stop it. Stop beating into your thoughts. Let go. Stay present. That still mind is there. And we didn't work on still mind today, but it's there. You see how it affects it all? Come into your body. Feel your belly. Feel the expansion of your belly. Some of you had hooks in your belly. They're no longer there. They've released. That swelling, that inflammation, that holding of the FAT is releasing right now. It's melting off like butter. It's releasing out of your field because it no longer has an energy to connect to that says I need to be safe because you're in pure safety right now. You're in pure protection right now. Everything is in alignment with you right now. And that's just a tidbit of the energy work I do with you. So if you're ready now, let's do this. Let's create together. Connect me at daniellehouse.com. Join the Magical Moments group. It's a private group where you can express what you're feeling without the world's judgment. Get other people's input that are intuitive, that will help guide you. It's there for you. check it out. It's all on my website. If you're ready for your session and you're ready for that change, give us a call. All the information is there. Whether you go through Facebook or JanielleHuff.com, it's all available for you now. Take advantage of your time because it's for you. And as we release, bringing you down back into your body, anchoring in all the work that you just did. Some of you are like, that was lifetimes. That was years just wrapped up into less than 30 minutes. How the heck did that just happen? Trust the energy. Trust the energy. Trust the flow. There you go. All right. Now's the time to be you. Self-love, self-care. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.